And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 31st of March, 2009. It's the birthday of the great rationalist who gave us the famous phrase, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am, René Descartes, born in Touraine, France, in 1596, the father of modern philosophy and modern mathematics, was sent away to a Jesuit school where the priests allowed him to stay in bed all morning because of his delicate health, and this became Descartes' routine that he followed throughout his life. When he met the mathematician Blaise Pascal, he told Pascal the only way to stay in good health and do good work in mathematics was to not allow anyone to get you up in the morning until you are ready to be gotten up. René Descartes, who invented coordinate geometry, which he came up with as he lay in bed, watching a fly hovering in the air, and realized that the fly's position at any moment could be described as its distance from three intersecting lines or axes. It's the birthday of the Mexican poet and essayist Octavio Paz, born in Mexico City in 1914, won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1990. And it's the birthday of Cesar Chavez, born on a farm near Yuma, Arizona, 1927, founder of the United Farm Workers Union. He and his wife and his family, he had eight children, worked at picking vegetables and apricots and pulling grapes off the vines in vineyards. Farm workers worked under miserable conditions, low wages and backbreaking work, no recourse after injury, infrequent breaks. And Cesar Chavez led them out on strike and led national boycotts of grapes until the grape growers recognized the union. Here's a poem for today by Lynn Peterson entitled Why We Speak English. Because when you say cup and spoon, your mouth moves the same way as your grandfather's and his grandfather's before him. It's Newton's first law. A person in motion tends to stay in motion with the same speed and direction unless acted upon by an unbalanced force, scarcity, or greed. Is there a word for greed in every language? Because the ear first heard dyes, furs, pepper, ginger, tobacco, cotton, timber, silk, freedom, horizon, and the tongue wanted to taste all these fine things. And when my son asks why his father speaks Danish and he and I speak English, and Carlos at kindergarten speaks Portuguese, because Denmark is and has always been our ancestors' tract north and Carlos's tract south. What's left in their wake is language. Because it comes down to want, to latitude and longitude, as ways to measure desire, invisible mover of ships, great clockwise gyre of water in the sea, like some amusement park ride where boats seem to sail but run on tracks under the water. Because to change course now would be like diverting the Arno, this centuries-long rut we've dug ourselves into. And how would it be to wake up one morning with bird oiseau, or another word entirely? Why We Speak English, a poem by Lynn Peterson, from Theories of Rain, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.